Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Chaim Goodman-Strauss, a math professor at the University of Arkansas, is with me.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Chaim. And for the first time in more than 2 years, you kind of left us with an open-ended question last week that you said didn't really have an answer.
Not really.
It was open for debate.
Yeah.
The idea was you told students of your class that met 5 days a week that there was going to be a pop quiz.
That's right.
For it to be a pop quiz, it has to be a surprise.
Truly a surprise.
Here's the problem. If it's going to be happening during that week and you don't know what day it is, you've got to give it by Thursday.
That's right. Because if it gets all the way to Friday, you know that Friday's the day
of the quiz. It's
got to
be this day.
Right.
But therein lies the problem. You know it has to come by Thursday. So if you haven't given the test by Wednesday,
that's right.
Then Thursday's no longer. And so you just said, hey, look, there's no good answer to this, but what would be the most appropriate day to have
that's right.
this and be a surprise?
So we got a bunch of answers.
We did, all over the board.
That's right.
Here's what I say is right. Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Because, now, you come in Monday and you don't know if it's going to happen. It doesn't
right.
happen. Well, I don't know. It could happen Wednesday, could happen Thursday. It's still early enough in the week, so you give it on Tuesday.
That's right. You know, I kind of agree with that. Tuesday or Wednesday, because there's enough, the analysis gets so complicated by then that it's
right.
hard to really second guess anybody. I don't know. It's sort of a psychological question as anything.
So
here I've got another question that reminds me of that one,
okay.
actually. So so it's about rumors.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it reminds me of it is, well, with rumors, you have this long chain of sort of events that are sort of one unreliable thing after another.
And things change as
right.
it gets told.
And
right.
it's like that game of telephone, right?
Right.
Let's turn that into a puzzle.
Okay. Sounds like fun.
All right. So we have Misters A, B, C, and D.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just suppose they're all terrible liars, that they only tell the truth 1/4 of the time.
So Mr. A lies 3 out of 4 times, Mr. B, ditto, Mr. C, the same, and Mr. D, likewise, only
right.
tells the truth 25% of the time.
And they're bad mumblers.
Okay.
So we go up to Mr. A and we say, we ask him, you know, what's the time of day or something. And
mm-hmm.
he, but Mr. B understood him, apparently. So we ask Mr. B what Mr. A said.
Right.
And Mr. B kind of is also mutters something or another, and you don't quite get it. And so you go up to C and ask him, but they can actually understand each other,
sure,
I should
sure.
add.
Right.
So anyway, we asked C what B said. And C mumbles some answer. And so we finally ask D what C said. And D, we finally get it. D says that C was lying when he said that B was telling the truth when B said that A was lying.
Okay. So D says C was lying when B was telling, said he was telling the truth when Mr. B said Mr. A was lying. Did I get that
Repeat
right?
that? I'm sorry. It is hard to keep track of. Basically, D was saying that C was lying about when C said that B was telling the truth when B said that A was lying. That's what you said, too. Right.
Mr. D says Mr. C is lying, but Mr. C said Mr. B was telling the truth about Mr. A lying.
That's right.
And
that's all according to D.
Right. And what we want to know then is...
Well, we know that generally A tells the truth only 1 in 4 times.
Right.
And so we want to know, given all that information, is it more than 1/4? Is it more likely than 1 in 4 times that A was telling the truth, or less likely than 1 in 4 times?
Gotcha. So that's going to be difficult to figure out.
It's a pain.
Okay.
But really, it's more just like to illustrate rumors.
Okay. Well, we will discuss this again next Sunday.
Okay.
I'm Goodman Strauss, is a math professor at the University of Arkansas. He'll visit us next Sunday on Ozarks at Large.